You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lung cancer is the largest cancer contributor to the life expectancy gaps between Māori and non-Māori, being the leading cause of death for Māori women and the second leading cause of death for Māori and non-Māori men. In spite of this, Aotearoa has no national lung cancer screening program at all, even though similar programs exist for breast, cervical, and bowel cancer. To address this, a team of researchers at the University of Otago started a series of projects in collaboration with Te Whatu Ora to help develop a lung cancer screening pathway in Aotearoa, which they've called Te Oranga Pūkahukahu. I spoke to study lead Sue Krengel, senior Māori health researcher at the University of Otago, of Kaitahu, Kati Mamoe, and Waitaha descent to discuss the project and the impacts of lung cancer on Māori. Give us a rundown on the project University of Otago researchers did with Te Whatu Ora.
So since 2018, we've done a series of projects that have looked at lung cancer screening using low-dose CT scans. And our whole goal is to design a lung cancer screening program that works for everyone, but particularly works for those most in need of lung cancer screening. And so we've done qualitative work with people to find out what their views and beliefs are about lung cancer screening. We've done survey work that have looked at the same kind of things. We've completed a trial that's compared primary care-based versus a central hub for an invitation process to do lung cancer screening. And we've currently got another project that's underway that is looking at the risk prediction tool that we use. So we don't offer lung cancer screening to everyone who's ever had a cigarette. So we only offer it to people who are considered to be at high risk of developing lung cancer. And we use a particular tool called the PLCO to measure someone's risk. And so our current project is looking at that tool and making sure that it works well for European and Māori people in New Zealand.
So who is most in need of lung cancer screening here in Aotearoa?
So the highest incidence rates, so the rate of people developing lung cancer every year is highest in Māori. The Māori incidence is over three times as high as the non-Māori incidence. And the mortality rates are higher for Māori as well, so that's over three times as high as the non-Māori mortality rates. So Māori at highest need for lung cancer screening, but essentially everyone who's been a significant smoker either in the past or currently is in need of lung cancer screening in my view, but we particularly want to make lung cancer screening work for Māori because of that substantial need in our community, our Māori community.
So how prevalent is lung cancer amongst Māori?
It's the most common cause of death from lung cancer screening, and it's the most common cancer generally to develop. The rates of breast cancer might be slightly higher among women. So common, big problem for Māori and non-Māori communities.
Do Kiwis have available access to lung cancer screenings here in Aotearoa?
No, it's not available at all at the moment apart from in our research program. That is available in some countries overseas in research projects, or like in the US and in the UK and in parts of Europe, they're implementing national screening programs. And in Australia, the government has funded it, and the national program is going to start in July next year. We're a little bit further behind, and so, you know, our research project is underway to design the pathway. But Health New Zealand, Te Whatu Ora, has also got a national planning process getting underway, because implementing a national program like that requires a lot of planning. And so there's a planning process already underway.
New Zealand currently has national screening programs for breast, cervical, and bowel cancer. But as you mentioned, we don't have a pathway for lung cancer screenings yet. Why do you think that is?
I think that it's only really in the last 4 or 5 years that the research evidence has become very clear from huge international trials that lung cancer screening using a low-dose CT scan saves lives. It reduces lung cancer mortality by between 20 and 26%. But that evidence, that really strong evidence, has only really become available in the last 5 years or so. And so whereas with bowel screening, breast, cervical, that evidence has been around for a lot longer.
Going back to the project itself, could you tell us about what the PLCO is and how that was implemented?
So the PLCO, it's a risk assessment tool. And so we ask people about their smoking histories. It's also got information like their age and other things that influence lung cancer risk. So things like a personal history of COPD, which is smoking-related lung problems, and a family history of lung cancer. So it's got those types of things in it as well. And it will say something like, oh, yeah, you know, Sue Kringle, she's got a 10% chance of developing lung cancer in the next 6 years. And so what we're using as high risk is a risk of greater or equal of 2% chance of developing lung cancer in the next 6 years. So that's considered high risk.
Could you tell us a bit about how artificial intelligence was implemented in the project?
So in the invitation trial that we've finished, we are offering the people who had a CT scan in the invitation trial the opportunity to have a second round of screening. And we're interested then in knowing what proportion of people will say yes, and also, you know, what proportion of people will have developed new nodules in that two-year period. Now, another project is looking at the use of AI, and there are two parts. So internationally, I think in some areas, they're already using AI to do one of the CT scan reads. You would normally have two radiologists doing reads separately, but internationally they're using AI to do one read and a radiologist to do the other. And we're interested in, firstly, what community members who would be eligible for lung cancer screening and what health professionals who would be part of a lung cancer screening pathway, what they think about the use of AI for lung cancer screening. And then the second part is a bioengineering project that's looking at Māori and European CT scans to see if there are any differences in the non-nodule lung tissue that might mean the AI model performs differently. The third one is, so in the PLCO, you know, we ask people about what people's smoking history has been, and the people that we're, you know, offering scans to either 50 or 55 and older. And so people's recollection of their smoking history over a lifetime, it's hard to remember, right? I mean, I'm an ex-smoker. I would struggle to be accurate about how much I smoked when I was 20. You know, and so we're looking at a biomarker that's a measure of exposure to tobacco, both what you smoke yourself, but also secondhand smoke exposure over your lifetime. And we know that in some cardiovascular diseases that this biomarker really strongly, so the stronger the biomarker is, the stronger its relationship to some cardiovascular diseases. And so what we're looking for in this project is to see if there's a strong relationship with the level of risk that the PLCO predicts, but also we're looking to see how it relates to people who are diagnosed with lung cancer in our research project. And if it's, you know, if you've got a high biomarker, does that predict cancers? And so that's that project to see if we can improve the risk assessment process. And then the last one is working with Māori communities and Māori providers in the Manawatū to design a lung cancer screening process and pathway that Māori providers can use and do.
Once a national lung cancer screening program officially rolls out, what kind of an impact do you think it'll have on lung cancer rates here in Aotearoa?
So we know from the international evidence that screening will reduce deaths amongst the people who've been screened by 20 to 26%. And that's because we catch the lung cancers when they're very small and they're curable and very high cure rates. Whereas at the moment, almost all lung cancers are diagnosed very late when, you know, it's very hard for cure. So amongst the people who are screened, we expect to make a significant impact in lung cancer deaths. The real challenge, and that's why we're doing all of these research projects, is to design a program that works really well for everyone, but particularly for Māori and those highest at risk. And then the challenge will be to actually make sure that the program is delivered well to all communities.
Lastly, just to wrap things up, would you say that more lung cancer awareness in Aotearoa is needed?
Yeah, I think so. I think that people need to know two things. People need to know of, you know, how big a problem lung cancer is for us. And I think we also need to not stigmatise people who have lung cancer. And so when we talk to people, when we, you know, did the interviews and stuff and the surveys with people, they said, you know, the worry about being stigmatised for having been a smoker or still being a smoker was really important to people and would put people off. And so I think we need to understand that tobacco is very hard to stop using if you're unfortunate enough to have become addicted to it. And we recognise, you know, a friend of mine who always says, love the smoker, hate the product. So have aroha for the person who's the smoker, but and understand that actually the problem is cigarettes and the problem is tobacco companies and the way they behave. And so, you know, I would love as a community that we stopped stigmatising people who have smoked or are still smokers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.